Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. Welcome to Sex and the Single Girl. My name is Jaylana Stivette, the author, and I am so pleased to bring you season 2, episode 3, Things Became Complex. Wow, yes, we are already on episode 3. So I believe this week I'm only giving you one episode this week. It's enough, and it's enough juice and enough spice to keep you occupied for the rest of the week. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. I wanted to first give a shout out to my listeners, to all of my listeners here in the United States and Australia and India and Norway. A big thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and your support and your care. It means so, so, so much to me. So again, thank you for that. Also, I wanted to get a few pleasantries out of the way here. I will be making a special appearance Wednesday, May 19th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Atlas Group presents Risqué, the Queens of Erotica. Sticks, Brims, and Seduction. So me and my girlfriends are going to be spitting some erotic flow, whether it is poetry, spoken word, or some excerpts. We are going to spit some erotic flow. So if you want to see me, come on out to Culture at 6170 Bush Boulevard, Culture Lounge. Again, Wednesday, May 19th. From 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Also, my audiobook, y'all, is going to be ready. I'm giving it the date of June the 1st, but it's going to be ready very, very, very soon and a lot sooner than that. So stay tuned. Stay tuned with the exact release date. I will have that for you, I would say, within another week or so. So with the next podcast, you may have an update on the actual release date for the audiobook. And that's going to be a treat for those of you who don't actually like to read, but you like to listen. That audio is pure fire. Now, you can follow me on Instagram at Jaylana_Stivette. I'm on Facebook at Jaylana Stivette, the author, which is my Facebook fan page. And then I'm on Twitter at JStivette, where I keep it hot. Okay. And to keep it simple, you could just visit my website at www.jaylanastivette.com, where you have access to all of my social media handles and upcoming events as well. So now that we got all of the pleasantries out of the way, without further ado, let's get started. And now, season 2, episode 3, Things Became Complex. I wonder what the ladies are up to. Perhaps I should check in. Well, I'm sure when you do, Miss Kitty, you'll be intrigued by the conversations going on. Humans always find themselves in situations that are complex. You think? And just like that, Boo Boo Kitty joined Jaylana and Keisha in mid-conversation. Bitch, what? Bitch, what the fuck? Bitch, Keisha. Bitch, what the fuck do you mean you started seeing Romeo again? It's not my finest moment, but yes, I've seen him. I'm way confused. When the hell did this happen? Bitch, you have to give me all the details. Keisha began to tell her version of what happened. When Ramon and I were in the jewelry store looking at rings, Romeo popped up out of nowhere. He had the audacity to ask me to pick out something for his wife in front of Ramon. But that was just a way of getting my attention. After he left the jewelry store, he texted me. At first, I ignored him. But after a couple of weeks of him getting on my nerves, I finally gave in. I agreed to meet Romeo for drinks in a public place because I wanted to keep it innocent. And even when he invited me to the hotel restaurant, I was still going to keep it on the up and up. Well, when we met up, he hugged me. And he smelled so good. You know I can't resist a good smelling man, especially Romeo. Well, he started talking, and the drink started pouring, and boom! Next thing I know, he had me in the room, and I was right in his face. Oh, my bitch, this is getting good. You know you can't leave out none of the details. Bitch, you know me better than that. So after a few shots and unlimited chicken wings, my ass was horny as hell. Romeo was already talking about how much he missed me and how only I could do certain things that he liked, such as, bitch, you actually want details for real? You really need some dick, don't you? We most definitely do. I looked down and shook my head. I looked back at Keisha and said, Keisha, you know it's been a while since this damn experiment. You know I have to live vicariously through you now. Well, hurry the fuck up already. Get that shit over with. I'm sure Boo Boo Kitty had no arguments there. It had been a while since she had the benefit of live human contact. And to be honest, although she had an arsenal of devices, it did nothing to quench her desire for real life penis. But for me, it was more than just about sex. Physical contact links to intimacy and other things like love. That made me think. Was love even an option on the table for me? I tuned back into the conversation with Keisha with my horny ass. I decided to use her story to give me some inspiration later on with my own devices, when I got home, that is. And I'm quite sure that Boo Boo Kitty wouldn't have no objection to that. So, you were riding his face. Bitch, yes. When Keisha and Romeo met up for drinks, things got steamy. After several shots and wings, the flirting began. Keisha and Romeo gave each other knowing looks, and soon they both loosened up and fell immediately into what they knew to be comfortable for them. Romeo began caressing the area between her neck and her spine while delivering kisses on the side of her neck. Keisha's juices began to flow. This man was not ordinary, but extraordinary. He knew how to reach her mind, body, and soul. Keisha eagerly placed her hand on Romeo's thigh, and the electric charge immediately went from her to him. He was eagerly anticipating what was next, and his manhood tried its best to contain itself in a public setting. After finishing off their drinks and a few more nibbles on her ear, later, Keisha and Romeo decided to take their action upstairs to a room that he pre-booked. Romeo already knew what time it was. They stepped on the elevator. Romeo put in the elevator key to one of the private rooms on the 30th floor. This man did not play in life, business, sex, or anything else. That's what turned Keisha on about him. When the elevators closed, they knew they had nothing but privacy. Keisha sprung immediately into action. She kissed Romeo passionately in the mouth while simultaneously stroking his manhood. Romeo moaned. Keisha's tongue danced in his mouth as she felt the flickering motion of his pulsating prized possession. Her pussy got wet. Her strokes to his Johnson intensified as she got on her knees to give him the ride of his life. Romeo looked down at Keisha as she looked up at him and smiled. She unzipped Romeo's trousers and pulled out his shaft, which was already rock hard and at attention. Keisha smiled again. After a few slow, seductive strokes, Keisha placed Romeo in her mouth, all of him, in one swift action. Romeo placed his hands on the wall of the elevator. Her hot, wet mouth filled up his shaft. Her hands massaged his balls through his trousers, and Romeo melted into the feeling of orgasmic pleasure. As the elevator went up, Keisha found a way to make Romeo's Johnson go down. Romeo left the elevator one very satisfied man and decided to return the favor to his addiction, Keisha. He said, "It's been a while since I tasted that pussy of yours. I want you to ride my face until you come at least 3 times, baby." "Damn, nigga, you talk a whole lot of shit. But you also know that I can back that shit up too. Baby, I'ma make you come back to back first in the first 3 minutes. Then you gonna come again one more time not long after that. Don't play with me." Now, Keisha was always up for a challenge, but she knew he was working with what his mouth could do. He said, "So, baby, what you waiting on? Oh, and I hope you didn't think you was going anywhere. I got you all night, right? So call your man if you need to. Do whatever. We gonna fuck fast. We gonna fuck slow. And every motherfucking thing else in between." Keisha smiled. Romeo knew her inside and out. That's what she loved about him. Keisha decided to say fuck it and deal with the consequences of Ramon later. After all, he had just done some foul shit himself recently, but that was not what she wanted to focus on. Keisha walked over to Romeo, who was sitting on the edge of the bed and straddled him. He lifted her dress and palmed her ass cheeks. He grinded her hips back and forth as she felt him pulsate beneath her. She immediately got wetter and pushed him down on the bed. As promised, Keisha straddled Romeo's face. She bounced up and down as his tongue massaged her wetness. She moaned. Ramon locked in on her legs so that she could not move. His tongue targeted her clit in a swift, flickering motion. She began to shake. Within minutes, Keisha came back to back as he licked her into a frenzy. Romeo continued to lock down on her legs. Keisha could not move still. Romeo then licked slowly as she gave in to the tongue that continually kept her juices flowing. Romeo massaged her clit. He licked slower and slower as he respelled his name in her pussy, remarking his territory. He kissed and licked and massaged her clit. Keisha wanted to cry. And just like that, Keisha exploded violently in his mouth, feeling overwhelmed with everything that had just taken place. And also just like that, Romeo remained a man of his word, making her come back to back and then again shortly thereafter. Don't play with him. So you were riding this man's face, huh?
Girl, what you described was not ordinary.
That sounds like pure magic. Like Disney World. Honey, listen. I felt like I wished upon a star, baby. Girl, it was bomb ass. And we spent the whole night together and I woke up to a room service in bed. I have forgotten how Romeo got down. A baller in every sense of the word. That man brings his A game every single time. I see. Hey, I ain't mad at you, Keisha. Girl, I can't get enough of that. As a matter of fact, we plan on getting together before Ramon gets back. And then there's Ramon. What do you plan on doing about him anyway? The two of you were rocking real hard here lately, Keisha. Yeah, about Ramon. What I didn't mention is that he has been seeing some other woman, but he thinks that I don't know that. Bitch, what? Girl, yes. Found pussy pics all in his phone. So now he's been looking for new apartments. At first, the plan was for us to move together. But when all of a sudden, now he started getting upset about all the run-ins with my exes and, you know, uses that as an excuse. That Negro is with another bitch out of town right now, but he thinks that I don't know. Damn, Keisha. Well, that's fucked up. Oh, don't worry about it. It's fucked up for him, not me. So while he's playing around out of town, Romeo and I will be playing right here. I told that motherfucker a long time ago that I could show him better than I could tell him. I know that's right. And that's why you my bitch. Yeah, I am your bitch, but I am that bitch. Hate to be this way. All of it. It's quite messy for real. I wish I had sound advice for you, but since my cookie has been in a cookie jar, that's all I can seem to focus on these days. So how long has it been, anyway? About 2 months. Bitch! How? Girl, crazy willpower and a whole lot of sex toys. I see. But you ain't have not one slip up? Not one, Jay? I almost did. And to be honest, I thought it would have been worth it too. But girl, hell no. What? So you and Boo Boo Kitty almost gave the cookie away. To who? Remember Bobby that I met on that dating app? Wait a minute. Didn't he live in Atlanta? Yes. When I went to see my girl, I also made plans to see him too.